Okay, here we go. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Lamed Aleph. And we are on Lamed Amed Beis, the last two lines. As we get here to the last two daf, here in the third parak of Nedarim, in parak Arba'a Nedarim, before we get into the world of Ein Bein Hamudar, which is the fourth parak of Nedarim, coming up in a couple of days. But first we have two dafim relating to Lashonos of Bnei Adam, relating to Bris Milah, relating to a couple of other mitzvos. So let us begin on the bottom of Lamed Amed Beis. We finish up first. V'chachamim Omrim. The Gemara is talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a discussion about what a person means when they use a certain Lashon of Yilodim, Noladim, people who have been born already, people who weren't born yet. And Rabbi Meir says that they're each mutually exclusive. If I ask her, Hana'a from people who have not been born yet, then I'm allowed to get Hana'a from people who are born already, and vice versa. And the Chachamim say, no, if you're answering people who will be born, that's inclusive, meaning not only people who were born already, but even people who will be born. That's how the Chachamim explained their Shita. Says the Gemara, Chachamim Amar Lo Niskavin Zeh Elam B'Misha Darko Lihivaleid. So the question is, if they're asking everybody who is has been born, who will be born. So who is excluded from that? Who is excluded from that? Everybody. And we mentioned yesterday that the Achronim say it has to be a case where the Tiferes Yisrael has to be a case where it was for a limited amount of time. Because if you ask everybody in the world, it's a Shvuas Shav, because that's impossible. So who is that excluding even for that small amount of time? It says the Gemara Lafuke, my Lafuke, Dagim Ba'ofos, excluding fish and birds who don't give birth, who don't have a Leda. Right? What do they have? The Mefari says, Ein Noladim Mimea Iman, Elamatilin Beitzim, Umischamim in Viyotzin. Right? The eggs come out, different type of birth. Right, not a birth out of the mother, but an egg is laid, and then the egg the chick hatches out, or the animal hatches out. That's what's excluded from a being that is darko lihivaleid. We mentioned many times in Haggadah Shiurim, one of the thought of the Ishbitzer in terms of Leda, but it has to do with this line of the Gemara, so we'll mention it again. The Ishbitzer notes the minhag that the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch of eating an egg at the Seder. Many people eat an egg at the end of Magid, right before the meal. The minhag is to eat an egg. Why the egg? So the Ramah quotes the the most simple reason is that the night of Pesach is the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av is going to be that year. If Friday night is the Seder, then Friday night is Tisha B'Av that year. An egg is a ma'achal of Avelim, like we eat at the Suda HaMafsekis, like Avelim eat when they come back from the cemetery. So, it's circular, life goes around and around, people are born, people die. So that's why we eat an egg, to remind us of that. And that's what we know, the Ma'achronim add Adbash, Aleph, the first night of Pesach is always like tough. The same night of the week as Tisha B'Av, Beis, the second night of Pesach is always the same night of the week as Shin Shavuos, right? That's 7 weeks later. Gimel, the third night, is the same night of the week as Reish Rosh Hashanah, and it keeps going with a number of days. That's one reason. But the Ishbitzer, the Me'ashi Law, gives a second reason, where he says that an egg signifies and represents two stages of birth. Mammals or others have one stage of birth. Human beings, the baby comes out, and that's it. An egg represents two stages. An egg is laid, and then later the egg hatches and a chick comes out, or whatever animals is involved comes out. After we spend many, many hours on Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and focusing exclusively on the event, if you're like the Rambam's Lashon, if you're Medayik in the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Chamitzu Matzah, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to talk about the events that happened that night. That night, not even Kriyas Yamsuf, not even everything afterwards. We mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf a little bit, but the focus of the mitzvah is the night. So after we have so much focus on that event, we have to remind ourselves and remind others that this was really only the first stage of birth for Am Yisrael. This night, without the night that's going to happen in 7 weeks from now, then it will be nothing. We need the second stage of birth. We need getting the Torah. Ein lecha ben choren ela mi sheyasuk b'Torah. So eat an egg, as if to say, don't forget what's going to be. This was only stage one of our birth, of our national birth, but it was not stage two. The Netziv also adds on to this. in Parshas Va'era, on the Dal Lashonos of Geula, he notes there that these are in four stages that are repetitive. Four stages of Geula, that it's Geula again and again and again and again, the same thing. No, as he notes, the language of the Yerushalmi is that it's Dalet Geulos. It's not four Lashonos of the same Geula, it's four Geulos. What does that mean? Four stages of Geula, because we changed every time we went through another process of Geula. The Musa, and says the Netziv, why do we need a process? Why didn't Hashem just take us out? Says the Netziv, to Muska Pashut, it's obvious, she efshe litzayer, she he ish hamoni. It's impossible to think that a lowly individual, shehu ke'eved kenani, omid ba'avodas chomer levenim, somebody who's working hard with bricks and stones, and is not thinking about Torah and a higher purpose, va'ala b'meshach mua l'maylas Yisrael, roi l'amud mamar arsina l'kabala Torah b'mora gadol shogid l'shchina, we're going to have to go through that awesome event where we died and Hashem will bring us back. It's impossible for that to happen overnight. That's why it goes little by little process. Vohotseisi, what does Vohotseisi means? We stop the physical labor. No more physical labor, but we were still avadim. What was Vohotseisi? Out of Sivlos Mitzrayim, Shu Esek Chomer Ulevenim Sheyetsu Mizeh Mishashi Gilamakas Arov. That stopped already by Arov. But we were still Cheskas Mishubadim La'avdus. We were still Avadim. We just didn't do the backbreaking later. Labor. That went till Barad, when we were no longer the Avadim. We were no longer the Mishubadim. Shaz Hecha Lahokir Es Yisrael Kamoshi Yivor, as I'll explain. So we didn't do the backbreaking labor. That was stage one. Stage two, we weren't Avadim anymore. But we weren't Yisrael. We were no longer. We weren't physical laborers, but we were still avadim. So now we remove that status. And finally, the last one. I have taken you out, and I have given you the Torah. Given you the Torah, that was, as we know, was Velakachti. And then Vehevesi is going into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Netziv, isn't it interesting that we have the Dalet Kosos relating to the Dalet Lashonos of Geula? Why wine? He quotes the Mordechai's Kasha, not like four pieces of meat. Why wine? Because nothing changes a person like wine does. Wine changes the state a person is in. And that's the message of the Dalet Kosos. And that is why, as the Netziv, and this is where we get to, back to our point, even though Me'ikir Hadin, you're allowed to drink between the first and the second cup, and between the second and the third cup, between the second and the third cup is the meal, between the third and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink. Between the Ga'alti and the Lakachti, between the Geulas Haguf and the Geulas HaNefesh, when we got the Torah, you're not allowed to drink any wine. Why? Because that's the second stage of birth. And we can't have any hefsek between the two stages of birth going to Maimed Har Sinai. So that's what relates to the Gemara here when we talk about Dogim Va'ofos, which are excluded from the Mishnah's language of Darko Lihivaleid, because they're different. They have a different type of Leida, and that's what we illustrate on the night of the Seder. Okay, now we have a number of Mishnayos on this Amud relating to different Lashonos that people might say. Says the Mishnah, Hanoder Mishovse Shabbos. Somebody makes a neder from those who keep Shabbos. Shovse Shabbos, or I should translate it literally, from those who rest on Shabbos. Aser be Yisrael, Vaser be Kusim. Aser to get benefit from Jews, because Jews are Shovse Shabbos, and Kusim, that nation that was put into Eretz Yisrael, that converted because of the lions, Geri Arayos, Machlokes, elsewhere, whether they were true converts or not, Geri Arayos or Geri Emes, later on, they threw it away once they started worshiping Avodah Zarah, but it was a Machlokes originally, but Kusim kept Shabbos, they're Jews, and therefore, I'm Asur to get benefit from them also. May Ochle Shum, from those, it's also for me to get benefit from those who eat garlic. What's Ochle Shum? So Tosas quotes. This is one of the Takanas Ezra that's listed in Perak Merubah in Baba Kama, that Ezra wanted to make sure that husbands and wives were together and gave each other Onik Shabbos, and therefore he was Mesakin that they should eat Shum, which is Mar Bezera on Friday night, and the Kusim also did this. So May Ochle Shum, Aser B'Yisrael, Aser B'Kusim, also they're both included. May Ole Yerushalayim, if somebody is no dare to get benefit from people who go up to Yerushalayim, so then there's a chilek. Aser B'Yisrael, Umuter B'Kusim. Usher for to get benefit from Jews because they are called Ola Yerushalayim, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, Umutter B'Kusim, but it is Mutter from Kusim, because Kusim, that's Gufa, one of the mitzvahs that they rejected because they created an alternate Yerushalayim. If you look in the Rush is printed on the previous Amud, the Rush says, She'enem Olam L'Regel, they don't Ola Regel, Afa Pisha Midaraisa, even though it's a mitzvah Daraisa, and generally the Kusim fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa, why? She'em Sonim as Yerushalayim. They hate Jerusalem. It's a strong lashon. They hate it. Why do they hate it so much? That's the chosen place. Why would they hate Jerusalem so much? But they did. They didn't want to be centralized with the other Jews. V'hargrizim bachru lahem b'makam Yerushalayim. They chose Hargrizim instead of Yerushalayim, and that is why. If somebody makes a nether from Ole Yerushalayim, the Kusim are not included. It doesn't say Ole Mikdash here. It just says Ole Yerushalayim. The Sha'ar Mitzvah Ba'alacha says maybe it's hinting to that sheet of the Rambam that has come up. The Rambam says in a number of Pirush and Mishnayos places that Yerushalayim is really an expansion of Mikdash. There's an affinity between the two. When the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, in the fourth parak, when the Mishnayos talk about in Masechas Ma'aser Sheni, about eat is something Mikdash, that really means all of Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim is an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash, like blowing shofar in front of a Bezdin, so that is all the Rambam Shita. So maybe here, the fact that the Gemara doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say Mikdash, it says Yerushalayim, and though it means that, we find Mikdash in other Lashonos, maybe that's an allusion to the Shita of the Rambam. It's not Mokrach, but it's an allusion. My Shofsei Shabbos, continues the Gemara, who are those who rest on Shabbos? Ilema mi mekayme Shabbos, if it means those who fulfill Shabbos, my Arya Bakusim, afilo optiko chavim nami. Right? If it's those who are Mekayim Shabbos, so why does it say Kusim, even Ovdei Kochavim Nami, even Ovdei Kochavim? Why? Because when it comes to the language of Mekayme, if a goy keeps Shabbos, they're usher to keep Shabbos. Usher, one of the two mitzvahs that a goy can't do. They're not allowed to keep Shabbos, they can't learn Torah. But says the Mefarish, Imishamrin Shabbos, Yasser Bohen. If it's just, you go by literally, the act that's being done, so if it meant Mekayme Shabbos, so then even Goyim, not just Kusim. Ella, it can't just mean who's going through the physical act. Ella mi mitzuvim ala Shabbos. What we understand this lashon to have meant was those who are commanded about Shabbos. Mi mitzuvim ala Shabbos. So that's why, who's included? Jews. Yisrael and Kusim. Goyim are even excluded. They're commanded not to keep Shabbos. Yehachi says the Gemara, Ema Seifa. Right, there are exceptions to that rule, obviously, if somebody's on their way to keeping becoming Jewish, etc. But in general, they're not allowed to. That's one of the osos, the private mitzvos that reflect the relationship, the close, intense relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Aruch HaShulchan points out at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that on a theoretical level, if we would think, does it make sense that Pesach was not given to the Goyim? Does it make sense that Purim was not given to the Goyim? That makes a lot of sense. Because the Yom Tovim, the Chagim, are based on historical events that took place, which they did not go through. So it makes sense that Shavuos wasn't given to other nations. Because it's about us getting, our getting the Torah. It makes sense that Sukkot wasn't given to anybody else, because it's about our getting the Anan HaKavod. So by all Chagim, that makes sense. But what about Shabbos? Shabbos is Zecher L'maisa Bracious. So really, logically, Shabbos should be given to all creations, to all Bruim. And yet it wasn't. And yet Shabbos was given specifically to Am Yisrael. That shows the great love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, because it's the only one that could have been given. There was a hava minute to give it to others, and yet it was given to us. That's why Shabbos, the Gemara in Beitza, calls Matana Tova. It's a special gift. The other Chagim doesn't reflect this special gift. Shabbos respects a special gift because it could have been given to others and it wasn't. That's exactly what we say. Every Shabbos morning, we don't have a parallel lashon by Yontif because there's no Havamina. Shabbos there was, and that's why Shabbos is unique. So that's why. Who is Mitzuvah on Shabbos? If somebody makes a neder against someone who is Mitzuvah on Shabbos, so then that only includes, obviously, Jews, Yisraelim, and Kusim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Ihachi. Ema Seifa may Ole Yerushalayim. Aser be Yisrael umutter bekusim. From those who go up to Yerushalayim. So, Jews are aser, but mutter bekusim. But am I? If you're telling me the Mishnah means commanded, v'mitzuvim ninu. The kusim are also commanded. They're commanded in all mitzvos. So why would they be excluded? So, Amar Abaya mitzuve v'osek tani. When the Mishnah says, Shov Se Shabbos, or Ole Regalim, we're talking about mitzvos that people are commanded in and generally fulfill. Betarti babi kamaisa Yisrael v'kusim mitzuvim v'yosin. When it comes to the first cases, Shofsi Shabbos, Ochlei Shum, not only are the Jews and Kusim commanded Daraisa Drabanan, but they fulfill it. The Ritva says, we're talking about the Manda Amar Kusim Geirei Emes. Over the Gachavim, Hahuda Av, the Osa, made a Mitzuvin. And the Goyim that would keep Shabbos, or if they would eat garlic, they do it, but they're not commanded. But Oli Yerushalayim, Yisrael Mitzuvin Va'osin, Kusim Mitzuvin Ve'ina Osin. But Oli Yerushalayim, Yisraelim are commanded and they fulfill, but Kusim are not. Kusim might be Mitzuvah, but they don't fulfill it. As the language of the Rosh is, they hate Yerushalayim. So therefore, they would be excluded from the Neder because Nedarim Hocha Nachalashim Bnei Adam. And that's why, in this case, it would be Mutter from the Kusim. Period. Next Mishnah. Two little Mishnahs coming up, but there's much to say about these Mishnahs. Next Mishnah. Konam She'eni Nana LeBnei Noach. Usher for me to get benefit from B'nei Noach. So, who does that mean? Mutter be Yisrael v'asher b'ovdei kochavim. You're allowed to get benefit from Jews, just not from other nations. Ovdei kochavim. A Ben Noach is a guy. A Ben Noach is a non-Jew. Says the Gemara of Yisrael, this Havamina Maskan is crucial. V'Yisrael mi nafik michlal B'nei Noach. That's an amazing Havamina. Aren't Jews B'nei Noach too? What a huge topic. The first piece in the Parashas Drachim, the Mishnah Melech Sefer of Hashkafa and Lamdis, discusses this. What's the status? What were the status of the Avos? What were the status of the Jews before Maamad Har Sinai? You can even ask the question now. Right? What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara seems to be saying, aren't B'nai Noach, doesn't that include Yisrael? So you can't really prove anything from Masechas Adarim, you can't prove anything. Because it's all about Lashon B'nai Adam. It's not about halachic categories. But if you say there's teeth, if you say there's something to this Havamina, so the question is, how different are B'nai Noach from Yisrael? Right, we know the Kuzari, the four levels, or really the five levels of being, Domeim, the inanimate objects, Tzomeach, the growers, plant life, Chai, Medaber, Yisrael. So is Yisrael very different? Most Rishonim wouldn't say that. Most Rishonim say that Yisraelim are Yisraelim and B'nai Noach are B'nai Noach. They each have a purpose. These people have about 30 mitzvos, and these people have 613 mitzvos. So what does that mean? There is the discussion of the Achronim is more prior to Maamad Har Sinai. Were Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, were they super B'nai Noach? Were they mini B'nai Yisrael? Right? What was their status? Were they something totally different? So, that relates to this question here. The Yisrael mi nafik mechal B'nai Noach, and the answer is even more significant. Kivan de ikdish Avraham iskeru al shemei. Once Avraham was sanctified, what does that mean? Kivan de'ikdash Avraham. The Mefarish. Kivan de'ikdash Avraham. Bechelko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once he was sanctified, once he became God's man, Iskeru Yisrael al Shmei de'Avraham v'lo al Shem ben Noach. Our name changed. Our name changed. And the Rush points out, even Gerim. Even Gerim, right? When a Ger converts, he is now Ben Yisrael, he's out of Ben Noach. Says the Rosh, the Gerim Nami Bechlal Zera Avraham Ninhu, to call Shomrei HaTorah Bechlal Zarohem. All Shomrei HaTorah are included in Avram's children. His Zera, Kihu Ayatchila La Gerim. He was the beginning. V'ksiv ki av amon gayim nesaticha b'tchila av l'aram v'ata av l'chol ha-gayim. The Gemara says in Brachas, but that is that's the Gemara. These few lines, crucial, what exactly is the status? There is the Ramban already. The Rishonim discussed this. The Ramban, there's a fascinating Ramban in the end of Parshas Emor, where Rashi starts the trouble. Rashi in the name of Chazal. Right? The Gemara, the Sukkim at the end of Emor discussed the Mekalel. Who was the Mekalel? Who are the Mekalel's parents? That's the question. The Torah tells us he was the son of a Jewish woman and an Egyptian man. Ben Isha Yisraelis, v'hu ben Ish Mitzri, b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And he went out and cursed. Again, his father was Egyptian and his mother was Jewish. Who was this Egyptian? Says Rashi, who Mitzri Sheharag Moshe. It's the Mitzri. He's the son of the Mitzri that Moshe killed and buried in the sand. That's one problem with Rashi. Why? Because we know Rashi earlier. Parsha Shmos quoted, Vayifen Kovacho, he lived. There was nobody that was going to convert from him. What do you mean? No children that were going to do anything. So you see somebody here who's Jewish. Number one. Okay, not for now. Number two, the phrase Bisoch B'nei Yisrael, Rashi, Milamed Shenizgayer. Quoting the Torah's Kohanim, he converted. You know this person converted. That's what it means, Bisoch B'nei Yisrael. Esther Ramban converted. His mother was Jewish. What type of conversion are we talking about? What are we talking about? That he converted. Ask the Ramban, Besoch Bnei Yisrael, Eino Sheyitztarech Begeris. It doesn't mean that he actually needed conversion. Ela Kechol, right? He was Jewish. Ela Kechol Yisrael Shenichnusu Lebris, Bemilu, Betila, Vartzos, Damim, Beshas Matan Torah. It just means, like, he was Shenizgayer, he was this guy like all Jews were Nizgayer, Beshas Maibet Har Sinai. Right? We know the Gemara tells us that at Har Sinai we were all Geirim, Gershon is Gar, Kanshin Ola Dami. And we converted then, the Meshech Chachma says, the source for that halacha, though the Gemara never says it, is from Har Sinai, the Pasuk in Veschanon. Shuvu lochem la'alechem. Go back to your tent. And even though there were some arayos relationships from beforehand, they were allowed to go back to their wives. So that whole makor is from Maimon Har Sinai. So it says the Ramban, that's all the Chazal mean. Malamichin is Gayer, he was part of that generation. Very difficult to say that. So everybody converted. What's significant about Malamichin is Gayer? That's what he quotes. The Ramban quotes the Tsarfatim, the French rabbis, Vatsarfatim Orim, Kitama Geirus Bibne Shaya Kodem Matan Torah. It was before Matan Torah at this time. Vaya Mishpato Lelech Achar Azachar. If somebody was born before Maimon Har Sinai, so then it goes by patrilineal descent. And therefore, Beumos Holech Achar Azachar, his father was Egyptian. He had to convert. Vikashinovat Zelo Malo Osoki Misu Hayabedino. Avokashagodal Nizgaya Ledaito Venimo. Says the Ramban, I don't agree. Vein daiti kach. Here's the key line for us. Ki me'eis sheba Avraham bivris hayu Yisrael. Uva goyim lo yischashavu. Right when Avraham Avinu came into the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the bris mila, B'nai Yisrael achieves the status of uva goyim lo yitchashav. That's it. They're different. Kemo she'amar ve'esav. Like it says in Esav, by Esav, of course, the Gemara in Kiddushin, that we are different. We are different men. We are Mechlal B'nai Yisrael. So again, that relates to before Maimon Har Sinai. This Gemara is even, the issue is even after Maimon Har Sinai. Are we B'nai Noach? We are B'nai Noach physically. We all come from Noach. But halachically, that is not the case. Okay, we continue. Next little Mishnah. She'eno Nehene Lezera Avraham. A person says, I also really get benefit from Zera Avraham. Also, this is the opposite case. Also, be Yisrael, umutter, bovdekochavim. Also, get benefit from Jews, because Jews are called Zera Avraham, but mutter, bovdekochavim. Says the Gemara, mutter in all Goyim, but you asserted Zera Avraham, ba'iki Yishmael. Yishmael's Avram Zera, right? Yishmael's his son. So, shouldn't you be Usher in B'nai Yishmael? Says the Gemara, no, Yishmael is not Zerah Avraham. Ki bi Yitzchak yikara lecha zarek siv. In Yitzchak is your Zerah, so Hashem tells Avraham, only Yitzchak will halachically be your Zerah. Ay v'hoika Esav. Esav comes from Yitzchak, so he should also be included. Bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak, only in Yitzchak and not kol Yitzchak. Okay. Crucial words here. The Beis Halevi in his Haggadah asks, and others, all the Salvatics ask in their Haggadahs, why is it that we have a paragraph in the Haggadah that talks about the Psukim, quoting Psukim in Sefer Yoshua, that Esav got Seir, and we went down to Mitzrayim, and all those Psukim in the Haggadah, what is that doing there? And what does that have to do with us? So if you look right here in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam adds in one line here that is not found in the Gemara. The Rambam right here says, you see, Zera Avraham means B'nai Yisrael. Mivuar hu b'lashon haTorah, shezera Avraham al dera klal, omnam hu zera Yaakov levat. Only Zera Yaakov. And then the Rambam adds, v'zeo mashamar lo abore, and this is what the Pasuk means by the Bris Ben Abasarim. Ki ger yezaracha be'eres lo lohem. You will be Zaracha, your Zera will be in a land that's not theirs. Vizelo haya el Zera Yaakov, v'lakach mutter lo lehenos v'afilu be'esav Yishmael. What's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam says, different than what the Gemara says, you know what the source is that Zera means, Zera Avraham means only Am Yisrael? Because by the Bris Ben Abasarim it says, Avraham, your Zera are going into Galus. Your Zera will be persecuted. Be'eres lo lahem. We are the only nation that happened to. The fact that Esav had it easy, and Yishmael had it easy, and then went to Seir, and they had all their lands, haraya that they are not Zera Avraham. Because Hashem says to Avraham, your Zera will be in Eres lo lahem. So the more that they have comfort, the more that our hold on Eretz Yisrael is strengthened, because it's Be'eres Olahem, only the ones who went into Galus. The Rambam also says this in Nidarim. If you look in Hilchas Nidarim, Perek, Tes, Halacha, Chaf, Aleph, the Rambam explicates. Net nadar mizera Avraham mutter bivnei Yishmael ubivnei Esav. Quotes our Mishnah. Veino aser ela biYisrael, and he's only aser in Jews. Shneamar ki biYisak yikar lechazara, and then he adds again. So he's not in the Gemara. Only in Yitzchak v'harei Yitzchak amar liYaakov v'yitein lecha es brachas Avraham. I will give you the bracha of Avraham. You put this together with the Pirush Mishnayos here. So the Rambam is saying, halachically, going back to Bris Ben Ebesarim, following through to the brachos that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, it's all Zera Avraham. That puts we have a certain history, and that is why we are Zocha to everything we're Zocha to. The Gemara in Psachim, that talks about that famous Seuda that's going to happen when Mashiach comes, when we're all going to have Lev Yasser, and the Gemara talks about Kufi Tesma Beis. Who's going to bench? We mentioned this Gemara many times. Who's going to bench at that Seuda? The Hashem says to Avram, please bench. And Avram says, I can't. I had a Yishmael. Yitzchak. No, I had a Yaakov. Yaakov, I married two sisters. Moshe, I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Yoshua, I didn't have a son. All the people involved. But the beginning of that Gemara, the first line, we don't always focus on it. But we can focus on it based on our Gemara. What does it mean? The child got big and he was weaned. Talking about Yitzchak. Vayigamal. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'aso suda latzadikim. Biyom shigamel chasto. Hashem will make a suda for the tzadikim on the day that he repays his chesed. Lazaro shel Yitzchak. To the Zera of Yitzchak. L'achar shalcha v'shosin to figure out who to bench. But that Gemara starts off, the first line, L'zaro shel Yitzchak. The Zera of Yitzchak. That is meant, that is specifically us, right? Be Yitzchak velo kol Yitzchak. Even halachically, there is a discussion in the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, a phrase that we say in the Rosh Hashanah davening. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the phrase that we say in davening is, Va'akedas Yitzchak hayom, Akedas Yitzchak today, Lizaro Tizkar, for his seed, please remember. Lizaro Tizkar, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kachi Anuscha Meforsemes, that's what you should say. There are those that change it, because why would you change it? Remember for the seed of Yitzchak, what do you mean? Esav might be included in that. So says the Shulchan Aruch, there are some people that change it, V'amedaktek lomar Lizara Yaakov Tizkar, Mishana mimat beo shetavu chachamim mibrachas ve'ena elotoa. It's a mistake. Zera Yitzchak already means Zera Yaakov, like our Gemara says. Zera Avram already means that you don't have to change anything. So, and if you change it, you're Mishana, and therefore that's what you should say. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from earlier, quotes from the Magen Avram and from others that Bidi Eved, if you said it, you're Yotze because it's not Mishana Mamish. And others say V'yesh Omrim. He quotes from the Baal HaPardes and the Taz. Adarabba, maybe in Tfilis, you should be more specific. Adarabba, Tov Yoser, Lomar Lazaro Shel Yaakov, Debitfila Bina Lefrushi Tfei, Koma De Efshar. V'alkein, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yinko Kolecha Lefim Minhaga Makomo, V'yishla Kolecha Nami Lusvok. So whatever the Lashon is, whatever your Machzor says, that's fine to do. Zera Zaro Tizkar, or Zera Yaakov Tizkar. But that's a big discussion in terms of the Zera of the Avos. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, She'eini nehene mi Yisrael, that I don't get benefit from Yisrael. So this is more of a clear lashon. We had Bnei Noach, we had Zera Avraham, now we have Yisrael. If I'm not allowed to get benefit from Yisrael, lokeach biyoser umocher bepachos. So let's say I want to do business. I want to do business with a fellow Jew, but I asked hana'ah from a fellow Jew. I only asked hana'ah from him. Not from his property. That's what the Ran here says. The Ran says right in the middle of the small lines, if you assert his nechassim, then you can't do anything, can't do any transactions with him. V'chi amrinan, I'm reading the Ran. V'chi amrinan de bepachos ubiyeser shari davka kisha'asar al atzmo shalo yehenem yisrael. De b'chiyai gavna lo mishani minayu. That's not called hana. Avali asar al atzmo nichsehem. But if you assert their properties, afil lokach shavimana b'masayim, right, if you answer the property, then the property is all off limits. Okay, so you answered from a Jew. Back to the Mishnah. So if somebody says they can't get any benefit from a Jew, so, lokeach biyoser, you could buy something from them and pay a ton. Pay a lot extra, so that's not called benefit, because you're giving them so much more than you're getting. It goes by net. Goes by net, and therefore they're getting a lot more. Umocher bepachos, and if you sell them something, you have to sell it to them for very cheap, so they're getting the hana and not you. What about the opposite? She Yisrael nehenin li, B'nai Jews are not allowed to get benefit from me, so then the opposite, lokeach bepachos. You have to buy it for very cheap. So then they're not getting benefit from you. You're getting the benefit. Umocher b'yoser, and you have to sell it to them at a very, very high price. So they're not getting benefit from you. But the Mishnah has been shomen lo, you're never going to find anybody to do business with, because why would they want to do this? Right? So that's the part number two. The Ran says, the Chiddush is here, that even though, I'm sorry, let's the runs on the next line. Let's continue. She'eni nana lahen vehenli. If you do it in both directions, I can't get benefit from them, and they can't get benefit from me, so then Jews are all off limits, right? You can't sell it for a high price or a low price, because somebody is going to be violating. And yana lo dekochavim. So there, just do business with non-Jews. And the Chiddush, the Ran says, is that even if you live in a mostly Jewish area, and there are only a couple of non-Jews, we don't say that you're not allowed to do any business at all. Right, or it's impossible. You might say it's a nether she'ef shalakayim. No, it's a nether she'ef shalakayim, and just do business with the non-Jews, and we trust you on that. It is a nether that it is possible to fulfill. Good. Amar Shmuel, halokeh kli min uman labakro. Shmuel says, let's say I'm taking a kli home. It's a tryout. I'm buying something from a craftsman. I want to test it out. I didn't buy it yet. I'm just going to test it out. I'm going to check it out, see how it works. So I'm taking it home. And then an ones occurred. So what's the halacha? So we know shomrim. We know the laws of shomrim. Shomer chinam, shomer sachar, shoel. Only a shoel is chayv and onsen. Shmuel's chiddush is, if you take a kli home, you didn't buy it yet. But you hope that you're going to buy it. If it works, then an ones occurs, chayiv. You are already chayiv in onsen, just like a shoel. Why? Because you have hana'a to try it out, and there's nothing holding you back from buying it if everything works that well. So it's like it's yours already. That's enough hana'a to make you considered like a shoel, and therefore you'd be chayiv in onsen. Alma, what do you see from here? Shmuel holds, ksavar hana'as lokeachi. When you have something, you have a transaction, you have a buyer and a seller, who's the focus of the hana'a? The one who's selling, who's getting paid for it, or the buyer? So Shmuel seems to say it's the buyer. And that's why he gets the hana. It's as if he's a shoel, and therefore he's chayiv in onsen. The Rishonim here do say, though, that it has to be a fixed price. If the price is going to be handled afterwards, how can you say it's his already? He doesn't even know if he's going to buy it. Maybe the guy's going to charge too much. I'm not going to be able to bargain him down. So therefore it has to be that it is a fixed price. And then we could say, oh, it's ki'ilu, as if it's his already, and therefore it is, that's what the Ran says on the fourth to last line, b'tekaitzi dameha, hilkach samcha daita delokeach, shim ratzal lachan rishis biyado. He knows, it's just, it's like it's mine already. There's full gemiras das. V'havilei, the second to last line, kishoel, demishum, the kol hanah shelo, chayiv ba'onsin. It's like a shoel, since he has hanah, so he's chayiv in onsin there. That's what the Ran says. That's what the Rambam says also in Hilchos Bechira, that it has to be, based on the Gemara there in Baba Basra, the Rambam says also that it has to be a fixed price. Hanot, I'll read the Rambam in the end of Perak Dalet in Hilchas Mechira. Hanot, achli min ha'uman amanas lavakro, imhayu damav kitzuvim v'nenas biyado, chayiv b'damav. You're chayiv, why? The Rambam has a reason. Hoel v'damav kitzuvin, me'eshehig bihu, na'aser b'rshuso. Because it's a fixed price, so right when you picked it up to test it, even though you didn't have kavana, liknos right now, but it's basically, it's kavana to be koned if it works. That's good enough. As long as you have that in mind. As long as you have that in mind, that would be good enough. So that's Shmuel's din. Again, you have something to test out. We say that you're chayiv in onsen. So now Tanan, what about our Mishnah? She didn't enemy Israel. The first case, the ratio of our Mishnah, I can't get hana from Jews. So what's the halacha? I can give them a great deal. Mocher epachas, I could sell it to them at a very good price, right? A very low price, because I'm not getting an anah. I will shove it b'shave lo, but mashba, that you can't sell it to them at market value. But one second. The e hanos lo keachi, if we say that a transaction is always viewed halachically as to the benefit of the buyer, it's always weighted on that side, I feel the shove b'shave. Even shove b'shave should be mutter. You can't get benefit from them. So if you sell it to them for a regular market value, it's considered they're getting the benefit, not you. So why isn't that good enough? Why do you have to dafka sell it to them for such a low price? So Masnisan, says the Gemara Nukimta, Masnisan bezvina de Rami al Ape. Literally, the sale is in his face. What does that mean? It means there's very low demand. Very low demand. And that's why if the seller could find anybody, it's considered his benefit. That's why usually Shava B'Shava, fine, that would be considered the buyer's benefit. But here it's the seller's benefit because I can't find anybody else to buy it. That's why I'd have to give a very low price to override that hana that I would be getting. Im Kain, 1 minute, says the Gemara. The Mishnah is about low demands items. Ema Resha, what about the Resha then? Lokach B'Yoser. So if you say that it's about low demand, so why can't he buy it? Shava B'Shava, right? It's still considered benefit to the Mocher. The ode, and also Ema Seifa, what about the next case? She Yisrael Nanimli, that it's usher for Jews to get benefit from me. What did we say? Lokeach bepachos u'mocher b'yoser. I have to make them really bad deals. I have to buy, pay very little, and I have to sell it very high. But 1 minute, v'i bizavina derami alape. If it's a case where there's a very low demand, afilu shaveh b'shaveh, then the noder should be able to sell it even shaveh b'shaveh, right? Because lokeach isn't getting hana anyway. Not getting hana anyway. You can buy from, right? It's very low demand. So Gemara says, Seifa b'zivina charifa. Okay, the first case is about low demand. The second case is about high demand. So Gemara says, Ihachi, no, but then in that case, of the Seifa, lokeach b'pachos, afilu shaveh b'shaveh. Right, if it's very high demand, then why should he buy it for only less, even shaveh b'shaveh? It's not called hana, because he'll find a lot of other buyers. So the Gemara says, Ela masnisa b'zivina mitzah. It's medium, moderate, regular demand, that's why the Mishnah talks about buying it for less or buying it for more. Udeshmuel b'zvina charifa. Shmuel was talking about where there's a very high demand, but the Mishnah is not. The Ran notes that the Havaminas we knew were going to be rejected. You know, a lot of times you have Havaminas that have significance, you got to think about what the Svara is. The Ran here says these Havaminas were just really leading to the Maskana. If you look at the fourth to last, the last few skinny lines on this Amud, v'nira be'enai, right in the middle of the fourth to last line. V'nira be'enai, de gemara vadai, kimuki masnisa bizvina derami alape, inami bizvina de charifa. When the gemara had those havaminas, made yada, de masnisa, unless lon lo ukma bahachi. The gemara knew. It's a big chiddush, because usually we say every line of the gemara has some significance in conceptual analysis. The Ran is taking the teeth out of these havaminas. The Ran says that don't think the Gemara really meant those Havaminas. Even in the Havamina, the Gemara knew it was just leading to the Maskana. Ela legiluye dine kaboy. Ula ashminan. It's to teach me. Dizvina derami alape hanaz mocher v'lo lokech. It's just to teach me these halachas. That when it's a very low demand, then it's considered a seller's market. Vizvina charifa hanaz lokech v'lo mocher. And the opposite. Vizvina mitziya hanaz shneyem. And where there's moderate, then it's hana of both. V'hanimili, when it's sol shaveh b'shaveh, etc. That's what the Ran says. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanya kavasi de Shmuel, second line on top. Brisa supporting Shmuel. Again, Shmuel said, if I buy something and I take it home to test it, I'm like a shoel and I'm chayev and owns it. Halokea, another nafkamina, so some of the achronim say is if it's really like a shoel, the Yad Ramah discusses in Abba Basra, what is there a p'tur of Baal of Imo? If the Baal is there, would that be a p'tur? If it's really mamish a shoel, it can't be more chomer than a shoel, can it? So that's an interesting question. Tani gavasi de Shmuel. Halokeach kelim en atagor l'shagun lebeis chama. If somebody buys something from a merchant, he wants to send it to his fiancée. He wants to send it to, maybe it's an arusa already. Either way, beis chama, if they're not living together. He's sending it to the in-laws, and he doesn't know if they're going to like it or not. V'yamarlo, and he says to the seller, if they accept it from me, I'll pay you for it. See if they like it. I'm sending it to them. V'yamarlo, if they don't accept it, and they want to return it, but I still got something out of it, because they're impressed with me, I send them stuff. So v'yamarlo, then if they return it, I'll give you some type of payment that is of value of the hana that I got, because they're happy with me. So that's the case. Nansu, what if something happens to it on the way? Bihalicha, if it's on the way to the in-laws chayiv, that's a raya to Shmuel. Right, he's like Lavaker, he's not sure if he's going to keep it. And therefore, Bihalicha's chayiv, b'chazara pater, but if it's on the way back, he's pater, b'mneishu kanosi sachar, because then he's no longer a shoel, they no longer get benefit, he's not getting benefit from it, he's returning it, but he did get benefits, that's why he goes down from a shoel to a to a Shomer Sachar. Finishing up, similarly, Hahu Safsira, the Shak al Khamer Lizvune Velo Izvin, if there was a Shliach, a middleman, that God has a donkey, he was told to sell a donkey, and he didn't find anybody to buy the donkey. So Bahadi the Hadar Isnes Khamer, and on his way back, an onis occurred and the donkey died. Chive Rav Nachman Lishlum, Mayor of Nachman said, you have to pay for the donkey. Esei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav says, but what do you mean? This was on the way back. Ne and Su, we said up above in the Brisa. Ba'alicha chayev b'chazara pater. Only on the way there where you might keep it. But here on the way back, you're pater. See here, this was on the way back. Answer, Amar lei, chazara disafsira holachahi. No, the going back for the middleman, there's no difference between that and holacha. Why? Dilo mishkach lezvune, if he finds somebody to sell it to, afilo ababa debese, milo mazvin lei. Even on the doorway of his getting back into his own house, he would sell it. So therefore, it's all called halacha, and that's why he's always called a shoel, or the level of a shoel in terms of anah, period. The original Brisa case was a case where he said if they accept it, if they don't accept it. So that idea of not accepting, but there's still benefit, is an idea that's recognized in halacha. For example, Mishloach Manos, right? What happens, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, if somebody says Mishloach Manos and the Mikabel doesn't want to accept it. So are you Yotze, right? That's one of the nafkaminas between the different reasons for Mishloach Manos. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in the end of Tafrei Sadihei. V'im Shaleach Manos l'chaber v'hu in erosa l'kablam, omochelo yatsa. The Ramah quotes your Yotze in that case. Why? Because you were a marbach l'vereyos. The Prichadash is cholik. The Prichadash says, no, you have to use it for your Suda. And therefore you are not Yotze. So you see, sometimes halachically, even if it's not accepted, it is acknowledged. It also comes up at Geneva's Das. I mean, let's say, you know, somebody knows that their friend is already invited out for Shabbos lunch. So I don't really want to have them, but I want them to think that I want to have them. So I'm going to go invite them. Oh, you're invited out already? Okay, we'll have to get you another time. That's Mamish Geneva's Das. Right? And that's, you're making the person feel good about you, but that's Osir. That's Geneva's Das, in that regard. So sometimes it's significant when there is something that is not accepted, that's still recognized, lahalacha in various, contexts. Okay? We continue with the Mishnah. Here we go. The sugyas about Bris Milah. Konim shani nerna la arelim. If somebody says, I'm not allowed to get benefit from an arel, from all arelim, uncircumcised individuals, that is a halachic concept. Mutter ba'arle Yisrael va'asr b'mule ovde kochavim. That is mutter arle Yisrael. All Jews, even if a Jew is uncircumcised, he's not included in arelim. Va'asr b'mule ovde kochavim. And he's asr, even if you have a guy who's circumcised, he's called an arel. And therefore, asr to get benefit from him. Opposite, Shani Nen Elamulim. And what about the opposite? I can't get any benefit from Mulim. Aser Barley Yisrael. That even in an RL of a Jew who is uncircumcised, he's called Mahul. For Ilchas Nedarim. Umutr Bamule Ote Gochavim. And he's mutter to get benefit from those who are circumcised, Goyim. That's the chiluk, because a Jew is called a Mahul and a Goy is called an Arel. This Mishnah is not Mukhrach, but it does help out to understand the Shita, the famous Shita, that we'll make famous right now again, of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Many times throughout Shas, we have the concept of Arel. Right? One time, just as an example, the beginning of the seventh parak in Yevamah, Daf Ayin, we have the concept of Arel. Can an Arel eat Truma, an Arel can eat Karan Pesach, an Arel can do the Avoda? So what does Arel mean in all of those contexts? So Rashi says all over that Arel means, literally an Arel, Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. Even if the reason that a person is an Arel is because he has this hemophilia in the family, he has two brothers who died after Bris Mila, and therefore halachically he's not allowed to get a Bris Mila, he is still called an Arel. Because physically he is an Arel, and he can't eat Truma, and he can't eat Karban Pesach, and he can't do the Avod in the Mikdash. But Rabbeinu Tam, Shita, is quoted in the Chachmei Sfarad, quoted in the Rashba, and Bali Tosfos, and in Yevamos, and elsewhere. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Whenever it says Arel, it means somebody who chooses not to get a Bris Mila. Even if he's just scared, but if he chooses not to get a Bris Mila, he is an Arel. But if somebody is Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, somebody whose brothers died, and therefore halachically he's not allowed to get a Bris, that's not an Arel. That's called a mahul, right? You don't look at it physically. He's a mahul. He's not, and he can eat truma. If you have a Kohen whose brothers died, and he physically does not have a bris milah, that person is called a mahul. So it's not, you didn't have to say Rabbeinu Tam, but that's kind of what our Mishnah is saying. Because our Mishnah is saying that even mahul means Jews, mahul means Jews. It's not exactly the same as we already mentioned earlier. We have a caveat in this whole Masechta that it always goes by Lashon B'nei Adam, but it is definitely connected. Let's continue. Shene Emar. Let's get the line. Sheina Arla Kruya El Shem Ovdei Kochavim. Because an Arel is a reference to Ovdei Kochavim. Shene Emar, Ki Kol Hagoyim Arelim, V'chol Beis Yisrael Arlei Lev. Right? They're all Goyim are Arelim. The Omer, and also by Goliath. V'haya HaPlishti HaArel Azeh. This Arel Plishti. The Omer. Pentismachna, Benos Plishtim, Pentalozna, Benos Arei HaArelim. Good. Other Chazals. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Me'usihi Arla Shenis Ganu Barishayim. The arla is disgusting, the foreskin, because the rishayim are made fun of with it. Shenemar ki kol hagoyim arilim. Rabbi Shmuel omer gdola mila shenichrusu ala shlosh eser brisos. 13 covenants. It says the word bris 13 times in the Torah related to bris mila. Let's finish the whole Mishnah and then we'll talk about it. Rabbi Yossi omer gdola mila shedoches haShabbos achamura. Mila bismane is doche Shabbos. Again, a huge topic, but that is the halacha, special din. So it says in Parshas Tazria that you do a bris mila even on Shabbos. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Gedola Mila Shalom is Galu Nitzlu Lo Lamoshe Hatzadik. Interesting lashon. Right, all of Moshe Rabbeinu Zechuyos did not hold up for him. Aleha Milosha even for a moment because he didn't do bris mila for his son. He was going to get killed. Parshas Shmos. Until Tzipporah, or whoever it is, did the bris mila, but gedola mila. So all the zechuyos of Moshe didn't weigh on the other side of mila. Reb Nechemia Omer, gedola mila, shedoches hanegayim, mila's doche tzaras. If there's a nega tzaras on the foreskin, you still do the mila. Reb, the Marsha here discusses, why is that so much bigger? If it's doche Shabbos, of course it's doche hanegayim. Shabbos is even more chamor. Rebbe Omer, Gedola Mila Shekol HaMitzvah Sha'asa Avram Avinu Lo Nikra Shalim HaShemal. Avram Avinu was not called complete until he did Bris Mila. Shene'emar Hisalech Lefanai Ve'yet Tamim, be complete after you do Bris Mila. Davar Acher Gedola Mila Shel Malihi, without Bris Mila Lo Barak HaDash Baruch Hu Zolamo, Hashem wouldn't have created the world. Shene'emar Kolamar Hashem Im Lo Brisi Yomam V'Laila Chukos Shemayim V'Aretz Lo Samti. Period. The Tosfos Yontif just deals with a little prat. Bris Mila is only by Yom. So what does it mean day and night here? Okay, tiny little question. But two other points. Number one is a halachic point, and number two is a hashkafic point. Number one is a halachic point. Tosfos and Megillat Daf Daled discusses. We know there's Gzeira Deraba, Shema Yavirenu, in three places in Shas. By Megillah, by Lulav, and by Shofar. Ask Tosis, what about Bris Mila? Why don't we say, you can't do Bris Mila, even on Shabbos, even if it's a mitzvah d'araisa, like Shofar, like Lulav, because Gzeira Shema Yavirenu, you might come to carry the knife. Why do we allow Bris Mila on Shabbos? So Tosis gives a couple of answers. Megillah, Dalet, and Beis. Number one is, it's Chamur, Shekei Nichrusu, Aleha, Shalosh, Esrei, Brisos, quotes our Mishnah. It's too chamer, it's too strict, you can't do away with it. Number two, v'gam ein adamal elim kein hayabaki, desakana ish bedavar. Who's moalim? Bekiyim, only very few people, so we're not worried that they are going to come carry. Remember the Taz, the Nochos Rosh Hashanah says, no, your reason you can't knock it off is because it is a davar hamafurish batora laheter. And even though you have it by shofar and lulav, but you do the mitzvah on those days when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. If you knock out bris mila on Shabbos, you'll be knocking out a davar mafurish laheter forever, and therefore that cannot be done. Two other points. Number one is the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Lech Lecha discusses beautifully. He says, "Beine beikar mitzvahs mila chakru harishonim." What is mila conceptually? In he begeder hasaras hachisaron. Is it removing a problem, a stain? De ha'arla hu mum ba'adama yisraeli ubemila mafridim es hachisaron mimenu. You remove the stain. O eno, or it's something else. Hosafas mila v'kedusha. K'mal kol mitzvahs haseh. Shem b'kum vaseh. Shem lahosif mila v'kedusha luma yisraelis. Says the Beis Halevi, I think it's both. How do you know it's both? From our Mishnah. You have lines like, Me'usahi arlash, and isganu ba'akusim, v'arehi demum v'davar ma'usu, od isa sham, but also it says, Mila shenichrusu ala yudgimel brisos, haredu od hosafas ma'il ali Yisrael, v'gdolahi. And that's what he says, it's halech lefanai v'yetamim v'etna brisi. He says, that's two things. Tamim means below mum, that there had been a mum. Milo yusar mimeno mum shel arla. And then, ve'etna brisi, that is the hosafa. So the Beis Halevi says it's both. And then he goes into, maybe these even parallel the two physical acts of Mila, and that is the Mila and the Priya. The Chituch, the cutting, and the Priya, the pulling back and the uncovering. Chituch hu asara sami alav ha'arla, ubazem moti atasol michlala kusim shenikra arelim v'chulu, v'acharkach ba'a Priya v'hula ospris kodesh lehiskasher ulehiskadesh b'kdushas Yisrael liyos am Echad. V'alzeh anu mevarchim, and that's what he even says. That's what we say in the brachas. Maybe that's the two brachas, alamila and lachniso. That's a beautiful Beis Halevi in Perek Yud Zayin in Parshas Lech Lecha. The other shaila that maybe we'll talk about tomorrow as well, Hashem, is why did Avram Avinu do all the mitzvahs before, right, the Gemara in Yuma? Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, Ashlo Ninna, even Erev Tavshilin. Why did he wait for Bris Mila? Why did he do Bris Mila right away? Just like he did all the other mitzvos beforehand. Why did he wait here? So many answers given. One answer is that usually we have the principle of Gadol HaMetzuveh V'Yoseh. So by all the other mitzvos, you can do them more than once. So you do them as an Eina Mitzuveh, and then you do it as a Mitzuveh. Mila you can only do once. So Avram Avinu wanted to do it as a Mitzuveh V'Yoseh, because Gadol HaMetzuveh V'Yoseh, number one. Number two, maybe the mitzvah, the Mila you couldn't do because there was an Avera of wounding, of Chavala. And before you have a mitzvah, you can only do Mila, when you have a mitzvah to do Mila, that's Docha, the Isra of Chavala. But before you have the mitzvah, you can't do it. The Meshech Chachma says, Medayik in the Psukim, unbelievably, that right after Avram Avinu gets Mila, the Pasuk says that he fell on his face. Vayipol al panav. Why did he all of a sudden fell on his face? Rashi says, Mimora Shechina, Sha'ad Shalom Mal, Lohaya Bokoach La'amod, Veruach HaKodesh Nitzavas Alav. He was scared, he was in awe of God. Ask the Meshech Chachma, but Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu before this. The answer is because only when you have the mitzvah of Mila, now there's a shame arel. When there's a shame arel, now to stand in front of God is awesome, and you can't stand in front of Hashem without having a Mila. In other words, like similar to what Rabbeinu Tam's Shita was before, the shame arel is a function of the mitzvah's Mila. If there's no mitzvah's Mila, there's no shame arel. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said, but that's what happened with Avram Avinu. There's no mitzvah, if there's no shame arel, there's no mitzvah of Mila. So until he had the tzivui, there was no shame arel. The Mela, there was no mitzvah of Mila. And the question that we've touched on in the past was, when does the Shem Arel kick in? It could be, not for now, it could be that it kicks in Leil Ches, the night before. You just can't do Bris Mila at night. But it could be that it kicks in Leil Ches, and that could be one of the reasons for a Vachnacht, and to do something the night before, because the baby needs extra Shmira. Again, there are other answers as well to this question, but this is another answer the Sri Deish says is that, by definition, a bris is two-sided, so you can't volunteer. Another answer, maybe we'll touch on more of them, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, when we get into the last jam-packed off of this parak. Okay, we'll stop here.